One, Blog two, Talk three. Radio.
That's it. Oh, it didn't come on. Wait, I got to do it again.
I can't wait. Hold on.
Here we go. Here we go. She had to talk.
Welcome. To Splatting the Frequency.
Hell yeah. Chosen. Was that a chicken?
Oh,
you brought the old intro back. Thank you.
Yes, I did. Nice. I just decided to do it.
Unlimited time only.
Well, I wanted to do that just once. We should play the live paranormal one, so we have to, right?
Right.
We have to.
Yeah, well, I mean, live paranormal. Dun, 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 dun.
Like, where did it
Thank
go?
You for joining. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, where
Thank
did
you for
it
joining us on live paranormal on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, thank you. And we did. We played it.
She fucking confused me.
It didn't work.
No, she confused me because I hit it and then it didn't. Here we go. Thank
you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
You found the giant Doubtfire.
Look, like, I've been bugging out of the box, what I told you before, what I got. I don't
right.
know what the fuck is going on. What the fuck is going on with this shit? Why is all this all of a sudden getting so more clear than it was? It is. For me, it is. I don't know if anybody
else
know. I know, Fabian, you said things are more clear at your investigations, right?
Yeah, well, they were, up at the
yeah.
last moments of them,
yep.
yeah, they were kind of getting, there's more clarity going on with what's
uh-huh.
going on with what I've been doing in general. It's kind of more focused towards communication, cross-communication, like when you ask a question, not always getting the answer you want, but when
right.
it does come through, it's clear, and we were talking about this, how we, it may not be applying to you, but maybe others in the room that they're talking about, like there's
right.
other spirits
oh, yeah.
in the room, and they're cross talking to each other. They're having a conversation.
Yep.
You were talking about one of your box sessions where was it William or Walter that was talking to someone else? And
they're always doing that lately. It's
oh,
weird.
Yeah. So it's clear,
like, yeah.
but it's clearer between them.
Right.
You know, it's the same
you can,
with us.
You can
but
hear
them,
more.
Yeah, more of them.
Yeah,
them
you're
them
hearing all. More behind the scenes conversation now,
yeah.
basically.
So they're gaggling
them,
amongst themselves.
I want you guys to listen to this. This is Walter. So it's like, what if I told you? He's like, we're just light and love. Light's lit. Lisa, the orb has risen. What the fuck does that mean? I'm not lying. I'm going to play for you. You guys want to hear it?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
definitely.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
What if I told you?
For just.
Okay, that was pretty clear, was it not?
Yeah,
yes,
what
it
if
was.
I told you?
So what if I told you? So light? No, first thing,
oh,
what if I told you we are light and love? Right, then it said, like, lit real fast in the background because I analyzed the whole thing. Then it comes up and says, Lisa, the orb has risen. What in the God's name?
Hey, play that again because I thought I heard orb has risen the first time, not the second. So go ahead.
Oh, I might have said it one more other time, but that last time really got
no,
me.
No,
right.
I think you're right.
Okay, here we go.
What if I told you?
Okay, and then it says I love you at the end.
Oh,
right.
I don't know, but did you hear that?
And
yeah.
And it was a woman who said, Lisa, the orb has risen.
Oh, I know. That's probably, I don't know who. I have no idea who that was, but she
that's
said it.
Me.
But I mean, but what the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. It's like It's like the orb is risen. Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe they're talking about hey, we got a big ball of light going on in the house. Ooh, on our side.
Right. I mean, you never know. But being I had that dream a long time ago, remember? And it's
right.
just it, I don't know. It's just, but it rose in my dream, an orb, a golden thing, one with all kinds of designs. It rose up off of its platform that it was on, like it was on one of the stands, right? And it rose up. That's why I was like, "What the fuck are they talking about?" But I know that was weird as shit in that dream.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What it means, I still don't know. But
pretty cool.
No, no, I don't know.
What
now,
if
could,
I told you? That was
you
weird.
Know.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah.
I know, but that's loudmouth. They get my attention. You know what I mean? Cause just...
So you're, well, you, Lisa, are uh-huh. definitely our solar expert, basically, here on the panel.
Yeah. Not an expert.
This,
we could get them. I know
well,
I could get them.
Okay, this asteroid that's coming real close,
oh,
Apophis?
It's not close.
Okay.
Everybody's like, oh, it's
like no,
like
I don't mean
million
yeah.
something away.
But I don't mean that it's going to come on a collision course with us. But
right,
maybe whatever the trajectory that asteroid Apophis is on, maybe that's helping clear things up for communication.
Dude, something's happening. I don't know what the hell's going on out there. Look at the James Webb Telescope. Look at the shit that it's getting, man. All those pictures. Like you're seeing space, and you look at it now, and you're like, "Holy shit!" You know that? Do you ever sit back and look
mm-hmm.
at? I have no idea, but I do know that the sun's going into its maximum right now because I just read it. It's been going into. It was in a minimum, and then it started the maximum. But the maximum of the maximum is going to
mm-hmm.
be within the next upcoming months. So that means a lot more solar storms.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's headed towards the peak.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Yep. Solar
Please.
Maximum. Yeah. Well, maybe that does help. Maybe it helps. Like
maybe
I don't know. Like I do a lot of box work. Oh my god! You know what the other day? You know how come I ran the box? Right. I'm in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I see my phone. That's across the little thing for me, doing things by itself. Right. And when I went, oh my god, what the fuck? Like that. I turned around. My vape lifted like about an eighth of an inch. I'm like, I'll get the box. I swear to god, that's how I knew to run it. I got really my phone doing things by itself. I wasn't switching no damn screen. You know what I'm saying? It just I was
oh,
like,
wait.
No,
was
I
that when
you know, my phone does things on its own all the time. That's another story.
Right, no, but was that was the session where
yeah,
William
I got
was calling
where,
for you
no,
at,
I got, no, that's this session. The one this wait, when was it? Like 3 days ago? I got her. I guess.
Right.
I guess it was 3 days ago.
When he was calling for Hannah.
No, he always calls for Hannah. And if I don't respond, he goes, "Yeah, you know that."
Yeah, we know that.
And then he goes, "Lisa," because it's either which one. No, this was when all the weird shit happened. I got this one, and this is where I got out of this session, because then Mikey came out. So yeah. Because not last night, 3 days ago. Yeah, 3 nights ago. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I ran that. But it was just ironically funny how it took switching my phone screen, okay? Oh, the oven works. My oven.
Oh, done.
Wait. So I wake up this morning, I look at the oven for the time, I'm like, the panel's out. I go touch everything, I try everything, I press everything, try to see if it comes
mm-hmm.
on. I'm trying to find out if it's got a wire in the back, my hands. And it just was dead, didn't do nothing. And Madison came home with Mikey before, right? And she
right.
saw it blink. She saw it blinking. It came back on. I'm like, what the fuck? Now I got
okay.
maintenance guys. I got maintenance guys coming to the house for no reason at all.
It might be a touchy wire, which would still be good to have them look at it. But
I don't know.
If it's not, then William was playing with the stove trying to make biscuits.
He likes
or something.
The kitchen. Maybe shorted it out.
Maybe.
I don't. No, but, I mean, they're not here all the time or anything like that, but when they want to talk, they'll come. You know what I mean? And if I'm not paying no attention, then I will get notified somehow.
Knocking spaghetti spoons off the counter.
Yeah. They're trying anything and everything, like, indiscriminately, not scary, just indiscriminately
right.
to get my attention. Like, switching my phone screen. Like, what the fuck?
Well, you know, depends on who you are, because some people would look at that. They would drop a couple of little nuggets in their pants, and they would scream about something being possessed by demons.
No.
We won't mention that. name?
Look, wait, Fabian. Wait, you brought up a really good subject before, and I don't mean to change the subject, but this thing about making malls for Generation X is the best thing I've ever fucking heard in my lifetime.
Oh well, it's because of you. I saw you had posted something from a group called Generation X, so I checked them out. I went to their site and I loved it, so I joined it. And then I go and scroll down a little bit, and I saw this thing about how they should turn the malls, that are no longer open and stuff, I guess abandoned, they turn them into retirement homes for
Generation X.
For Generation X, yeah. Like the Orange Julius, and I guess Spencer's would be in there.
We'd leave that. That would stay.
Leave that.
Skating rink, ice rink, hot topic.
Leave a movie theater and a bowling alley in there.
And a skateboard thing, too. Everything should be in there.
Yeah, and it'd be like, I guarantee you, investors.
You know Gen Xers would be riding the skateboard down the escalator railing.
Yeah. Who's to say somebody hasn't already done that, I guarantee you.
I bet you.
But what about the haunted malls? You know, that'd be great for us Generation X paranormal researchers.
The more the
better.
No,
we would get to have the ghosts and have a retirement.
I know. That would be great.
Beautiful, man.
That'd be one hell of a Halloween party.
I wish we could start our own, civilization where everybody just lived in peace and watched Beavis and Butthead again and just fucking went to the mall.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Butthead on rotation.
Beavis
and
Butthead, Ren
and
Stimpy.
Right.
Bunch of the older cartoons, too, but,
the interesting thing is, if they actually did that, do you realize how many of this generation now would actually might get interested in it? Because the shit they're coming out with now sucks.
But even the same point, with the way the homeless situation is, just turn those old malls into housing for somebody.
That's true. What all this money, all this fuck you money that people have to spend, why can't people just, people will spend millions of dollars on the Powerball and things like that.
Right.
It's just so sad. It really is.
It is sad.
I understand that personally. And it's just sad how so many people don't have anything that could have things, it's all about what they want to do, And I've given a lot. I'm what you call a poor man philanthropist. I give a little here and there when I can, And I've got a little extra. I'll just throw it and not even think about it.
Yep.
I think about where I'm sending it. But as far as a conscience, I understand that implicitly about not having somewhere to go. So it's cool. I love doing that.
Uh-huh. I got here, Norristown, down by the river, by Stony Creek. All right. It's a pretty big creek.
Oh, you got a Stony Creek, too?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Hell yes. There's a Stony Creek near Elizabeth and not far from where I live that's haunted. It's got a spirit.
Sure.
Yeah, there were people murdered under the bridge that goes over the creek back in the...
Oh, sure.
I think it was the
40s. Was it a soul that did it?
No. It was apparently a serial killer of that era. If kids would go under that bridge and neck, and this guy would kill them, say that if you look in your rearview mirror going over the bridge, you got an extra guest in your back seat.
Right. Oh my God.
That's our Stony Creek.
I know. Our Stony Creek, no. Our
Carter
Stony,
County.
I mean, North, it's Pennsylvania that's haunted, period. But
Pennsylvania, every square inch is haunted.
It is, seriously.
Even the squirrels are haunted.
No, they... Where's that fucker today?
You got one hanging off the fucking screen like it's Spider-Man, and shit.
Wait.
That's like... The squirrels, too, are cursed.
Listen. I open the screen now, right? And the one comes. If I don't get there fast enough, he starts pushing the screen with his head, right? So I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. And he's waiting to get his stuff. I take the screen now, and I hold my hand with a peanut in it. He puts his little paws on my hand. He takes the peanut.
Hey, Lisa, does he have dolls' eyes, all lifeless and black?
No, he's just fucking hysterical. He bangs on the screen with his head and pushes it in.
That's what I said. Again, the squirrels, too, are cursed. Chickens and
I
squirrels.
I felt like that earlier.
Raccoons, oh my.
Hey, shit, I was coming up from the basement. I don't even know what the hell I was doing. I dropped
Sam,
something, bent down, and I bounced my head off the railing.
Oh, I did that yesterday.
How do you stay in that winter? Man, I bet you got snowed like crazy, didn't you?
Not yet.
Nope,
oh.
not even.
Right now,
nice.
I would say the last snowfall we had was only maybe 4 inches.
And that's
wow.
Unusual. That's un.
No, they get their. He's going to get back in like a month.
Yeah. No, try 2 days.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're getting this storm, huh?
Supposedly we're getting 13 inches.
No.
Well, that's
going to hurt. I mean, yeah.
Okay. We're getting
But then again, I also saw that we were supposed to get rain.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to believe yet.
I know we're getting flooded. They already put a flood watch out for, like,
right.
We're in a watch, but there's a warning right here in Conshohocken, so that's just a jump away from us. And it says it's gonna rain 4 inches. What the fuck?
Wow. Well, it's going to watch all the lakes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jersey's going to be toast. The shore is
that,
going to be toast.
That's
going
to be like the last rainfall we had that fucking everybody's still trying to repair from.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't
do
it now because the ground's frozen.
You remember that came to you, that storm. It hit everybody else first. The same thing. Connecticut, New England, you know what I mean, all there? They're doing the same thing, trying to get up out of the lake. I don't fucking know. But over here at Stony Creek, it's right by, because we have a zoo, Selma Park Zoo right there. And then there's a rec building but runs along the creek. I took notice when I was driving with the kids the one day, there was a tent. And then I realized there was more than one tent.
Oh, shit.
And
they're going to have to pack up and get out, or they're not going to make it.
No. They won't force them to leave.
No, for their own safety, they should just pack the stuff and leave until the flooding is gone.
I hope to God they do, because the last time was the day after the storms that I saw the tents. You know? But they're homeless, and they live... You know, everything's so fucking expensive, man. Nobody can fucking afford shit. You know, so.
Yeah, no, right.
Except Mikey said gas is down to $2.13 here or something.
That's good.
I know.
But it got water in it.
Right?
Or
like they did in Florida where they had diesel fuel and the gasoline.
It's Wawa and.
Wawa.
You know,
actually, I used to fuel up at Wawa. They're probably okay.
Oh, they're good. They're good. They never give me a problem at all. Why
I love
shit,
the geese, man. The geese on the sign.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, then you're drinking hot coffee and you're looking at geese on the sign. And drink a little more coffee and you look at geese on the sign.
I know.
That's Pennsylvania Route 100 in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I used to truck stop there all the time.
And did you ever go to
the giant Wawa?
Did you go to Sheets? Remember?
I've been there. Rudders. I would go to Rudders.
All
you never heard of them? Rudders? Mm-mm. Yeah, they're over there by you. They're in York and all that, yeah.
We have Wawa.
No, you got Wawa. You don't have Wi-Fi, but you have Wawa.
We have Wawa pretty much on every mile.
do you know Baba at Wawa?
No, Baba Wawa. Baba
Wawa.
Wawa.
That was that Who song,
Baba
wasn't
Wawa.
It? Baba Wawa?
Baba O'Reilly.
Baba O'Wawa. This is just weird, and I just seen it the other day, but there is a McDonald's, I think it's in Tennessee, the only one in existence that sells pizza.
Fucking McDonald's?
Really?
No.
Well, I don't think it's in my part of the country.
It's
Memphis.
It's down there, but it was, I think, the first McDonald's they built, and it was right on the menu from the beginning, and they've kept it on the menu.
Oh, well, that's probably we're in Memphis or something. That's like 400 miles from me.
I don't think Jersey would allow
460. No, you walk in there, and they got geese on the rotisserie, man.
I want to mix pepperoni. What can I get you today, sir? Mick pepperoni.
And let's talk about Deuce-anus.
We got around here, we have Wawa, Royal Farms, and 7-Eleven are the ones that I would say.
You've never heard of Rudders? Rudders is like all over Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know, but I think I've been there when I went to
New York. Oh, but you know what? I just thought of something. They're on the 83 running up by Maryland and Brandy Wine, and you start getting up there, and I'm trying to think of where it's at. That may not be near you.
It sounds really familiar.
It's over. How far is York, Pennsylvania from you?
Probably an hour maybe.
Okay, about 70 miles. Okay, well, I know they got Rudders in Allentown. They got them in.
They got them in York.
They got them in Spring City, Pennsylvania, over there with a
Spring
giant
City,
paper mill.
That's where I know from. Spring City, Pennhurst area.
That is Pennhurst.
Absolutely
correct.
That's why I know it.
And I always wanted to go there. I wanted to walk out of my truck as a truck stop and go up there, but I never had time.
Oh, my God. Pennhurst is like 25 minutes from me, I think.
Well, back in them days, if you were in Pennsylvania in the winter, it was snow. You weren't going much very far.
I know.
Oh, God, yes.
No shit.
I remember.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I remember when I first moved here. I was so happy.
The turnpike was a skating rink.
Oh my God.
What was it? I was there 20 years ago.
But you lived more towards the western Pennsylvania. Right?
I was.
It's pretty wicked there, too.
Yeah.
Bloomsburg, Danville. So, yeah, kind of mid-state, I would assume.
Oh, you know where Breezewood is?
No. I would have to look at a map. There's so many fucking little towns here.
Well, it's when you come out of...
You could drive through three, and you could drive through three towns and know you not even realize you left the first one.
Oh, I know, exactly. 11-8, US 1115.
Okay.
And you're on US 1115 going through Pennsylvania, like Harrisburg.
Right.
And every little town turns into every little other town. It's so pretty.
It's like, welcome to blah, 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 historic, blah, blah, and then...
I have been all over. I've been to every corner and all the way through Pennsylvania, at least.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
And then my lower jaw extracted and I screamed like a goat. I've had chocolate, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
And right now, we'll send you the free goat head at no extra cost. Bam,
lamb,
Betty,
lamb,
Black Betty, Bam,
lamb. Bam, lamb, Black Betty, yeah, I like what that is. That's okay. You know who my dad used to like? What's this? Lead Belly. He had Lead Belly albums. Lead Belly, fucking, oh, God.
I'm never, sorry.
Oh, my God, knocking. I mean, he had a lot of yeah.
Lead
I don't know
Belly?
If you even know Lead Belly, yeah.
No, but I do know that thing you sent me, Lisa, with the ghost cartoon. I didn't know our cousin had something to do with the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. If you look up, oh, God, I'll send it to you. 1932 Betty Boop, okay?
Yeah, that's the one you sent to me.
Yeah, he's Bimbo.
Oh, my
Bimbo.
Goodness.
Yeah, that's Walter. Yeah,
that's
Walter.
Amazing.
Yep, Uncle Walter. Oh, my
God. Now, cool.
Mikey and we look like Walter, I think.
He knew what's his name. They said his name. I can't remember, but he was very What was his name?
Cab Calloway.
Cab Calloway.
Yep.
How come that name sounds so familiar to me?
Blues guy. My dad.
My mom must have played Cab Calloway when I was a kid.
Yep.
She liked she liked the Roger Miller and all that stuff. You know. So.
No,
I listen to Steven.
She also
though.
Liked Pete Seeger too. You remember Pete Seeger, Lisa?
Yes.
Buffalo Gals, won't you come out tonight? They actually used the song in that movie, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Our Walter would have known Pete Seeger. Oh,
you know,
but there's another song that Pete Seeger's famous for, and let's see if y'all have ever heard this one. It comes from World War I.
I know that one. My mother and my stepfather played that.
The Yanks are, no offense, guys. The Yanks are coming. Hey, Yanks, that could be fun, though.
Yep, they would play back and forth. They would listen to music, all kinds of music. But
that's Pete Seeger. That's Buffalo Gals and Over There and all that fun shit.
Oh, my God. When I think about that, just fucking going back to blues is a, yeah, I guess they were influenced me, too. You know,
the
blues.
I had a
phonograph
in the attic when I was real little.
I think to a point they probably did, because you listened to it with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, growing up.
That influence
Elvis.
Was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And oh yeah, and Elvis was bluesy. He was rockabilly. He was country. He was rock.
Right.
So all of that influence, and then when the punk sound hit. I mean, you were already there because that was just basically punk in rock form.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or blues in punk rock.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah. Happy birthday, by the way, Elvis. He just turned 89,
Yep, and guess who else's birthday was today? David Bowie.
David Bowie, I got a story to tell you about him.
What happened?
Yeah, the Goblin King himself.
Oh, no, yes. You got to hear this. I want to see if y'all knew about this. Blondie wrote a book about a couple of years ago or a year ago telling the true story behind the scenes of her life on the road, as a singer in the 70s.
I can only imagine.
And David Bowie had a hand in getting her career started. But you know what she wrote?
He was in New York.
She put in the book. That David Bowie was known for his junk. He had the extremely long thing, and he knew it, and he would come out of the dressing room just completely naked with his thing hanging. And he used to do it to her all the time.
He was sliding
in. Yeah, literally, but he was. He would do that just to fuck with Blondie and make her turn red. And according to her, they never did anything. But
right, I believe
she said
it.
He was a fucking. He was a fucking riot. He was.
Yep, I know. I heard all the. I remember when. Remember when he changed his persona to Ziggy Stardust?
Yes. Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah,
and the Goblin King, forementioned by our David here.
I know.
Man,
I love
that Labyrinth is a
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth was an awesome movie.
Oh, it was.
I still mentally make fun of the Magic Pants song.
Huh? I'm not hurt. Maybe I forgot.
Well, we're both on
the
what?
Magic Pants.
Remember. The Babe.
Pants.
The
Pants.
Babe?
Magic
the
Pants.
Babe?
Magic Pants.
Oh.
Magic Dance. The song is actually Magic Dance.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But when I first heard it, I'm thinking pants, magic pants, magic pants. You remind me of Babe. The Babe?
The Babe who?
The Babe. The Babe with
the babe?
Power. What power?
Power?
The power of voodoo. Hoodoo.
Oh, my God.
You do.
Oh, my God.
And Jennifer Connelly was cute. I kind of had a crush on her. Yeah.
Really? You did?
Yeah. Jennifer Connelly.
That's funny. I didn't think
she was
I had.
Cute.
I don't think I had any crushes on people. I went like actors and nothing.
Wait.
Maybe when I was little.
Wasn't there another movie? And I don't know if I'm remembering this wrong or not. A Tom Cruise movie. He was a younger kid. It was also called Labyrinth.
No, he was
fighting a big red demon with horns. He was messing with the unicorn.
Oh, that's Legend. That was Legend.
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 There you
okay.
go.
Legend.
Oh,
yeah.
Legend is one
that's
of my favorite
that's
movies.
One of
you
my
know,
favorite too. Yeah, yep, I love it.
Actually, you remember Meg Mucklebone?
Huh? No.
Okay. Well, in Legend, there's a scene where he's going through the swamp,
okay,
and this witch. This swamp witch comes up out of the water.
Oh, yeah, the bog
okay.
lady.
And she goes like this. She goes, I know it. Foul-tasting fairy. And Mucklebone, zah. And you juicy boy.
We had the best shit, though. Look at that.
Yeah, fuck them dumb motherfuckers. Stomp some mud hole in their non-mall ass.
Did you get that right? Wait. No, think about it. Like, go back and... Do you ever see the movie... Do you remember the movie Ghoulies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, did you ever worry about the toilet? Did you ever look?
Oh, God.
The toilet?
Yeah, the ghoulies. Not the goonies, the ghoulies.
The ghoulies.
Yeah, they had the teeth and their head was sticking out of the toilet.
That was fucking funny.
Oh, you remember that
movie? I go all the way weirder stuff. What was the name of the movie? Phantasm?
Yeah,
Phantasm.
Oh, yeah, with the ball.
It had those little bitty, like, knee-high creatures
that was a good
brown...
movie.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. Yeah. Phantasm of
the
good
movie. The Mausoleum, dude. Yeah. I mean,
oh, yeah.
He had that beautiful voice, too. I always wanted to sound like that.
And Dawn of the Dead.
The ball will get you!
Yeah, the originals.
Yeah.
Dawn of the Dead. And, no, Return of the Living Dead. I love
Return of the Living Dead was
Return of the Living Dead. Yep. They were funny as shit. That's
they
why
were great. Fright Night was good, too.
Yep, that was good, too.
976 Evil, you remember that, guy?
I do remember that. Holy shit, forgot about that one.
Yeah, I knocked the dust off with that sumbitch, didn't I?
And then you had,
976 Evil.
Like
and then
Stephen King movies.
Anything Stephen King is.
Oh, God, yeah.
Anything. And I love that man. He's like the
shit they're spawning off of him sucks, though. So. I don't know. I don't know if he's giving them right.
Yeah, no. You can't. They can't create what he does in his books. When we read it, we get so in depth in the character and in the and the way he speaks and the way we're reading it that when they try to do it on a big screen and condense it into 2 hours, it don't work. It does not work.
That's why when he did The Stand, he had to make it a whole ordeal.
Still did not,
yeah, it had to be. And The Langoliers was pretty long too.
But that was actually pretty
was
good
a really,
in a movie.
That was an awesome
was a good
movie.
Where
the world
that
was
one,
eating itself away.
The Tommyknockers just confused me.
Tommyknockers is based on a true Welsh story in Wales with the miners where you can hear the knocking in under the ground.
Oh, you can, the miners here have that too.
Yeah, but it was aliens.
Yeah, they believed it was,
it was aliens, I think.
They spun it into that. Yeah,
yep.
No, they did.
Yep.
And
they did
it still could be. I mean, they've been around for what? The stories have been around since people.
You know
why?
You're right. You're absolutely right. Yep, you're right. They're like,
look at the rocks they found in the desert and shit.
Oh, my God,
with components in it, like machine gears and shit. 3,000-year-old fucking quartz rock with a machine piece in it.
Yeah.
What if? We just keep recycling the same way. I hope not. Like, boom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like War of the Worlds. Where we're just,
could you imagine?
Yeah.
That's rough.
Like,
that's scary.
If all humanity and all life goes to, if all life is wiped out and we return to dust, which we become dirt to feed the next generation of plant life, animal life, and humans or whatever on the planet.
No, maybe it's just that dirt contains our DNA and that mud. That water, and eventually they all come together and and sprout.
You know
everything
what's cool?
Back up, like
you know what's really cool? And I didn't think about it till the very first time. There you go. Yeah, I never thought about this until the first time I watched the 1960, The First Time Machine by H.G. Wells, the one that had Rod Taylor in it.
Right.
And by the way, me and Barry Taft were super mega fans of that. The Eloy all them. Well, anyway, I loved it when they're spinning. And you notice how everything starts, like, as time progresses, the buildings fade and the grasses grow up and the cities are taken over by the animals and the foliage.
Yep.
Yeah, and all that stuff. You know,
That
I saw a movie. I can't remember what it was called, but it was about that where the animals and the plant life took the planet back over.
Right.
And
people
restarted, and it's pretty wild now. And within 5 years, let's say New York, just think of all the grass and green shit and all the, you know, the animals, deer, and all that stuff.
Yep.
Well, if New York keeps going, it's going to be underwater.
Well, we have...
Little earthquakes and stuff like that.
Everything's sinking. You know what I mean? Like Atlantic City is sinking. I just read the article.
Yeah, I ain't been
there
in years. I used to go to Ocean City, Maryland, and Atlantic City, and Georgetown.
Yep.
All that wonderful places.
Then I went to Atlantic City and Seaside and Asbury Park and Keensburg. Don't ever go there. You'll step on maybe not now. There was... friggin' the horseshoe crab with the tail all over the fucking beach. You'd have to dodge them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yeah, that was
get stung a lot by those fucking
South
jellyfish.
South Amboy and Keensburg. Oh,
see,
God, fuck
and I have never even in my life seen one in person.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're a blob and those things.
Well,
okay. Yep.
In my honest defense, I've only lived on the East Coast for 15 years, maybe.
15 years,
mm-hmm.
and you still ain't seen them.
Well, you're not near the coast, so you're kind of
I'm basically a couple hours away from Maine's coastline.
That's what I mean. You never went there, but you never went. You didn't?
Once or twice I have, but that's
okay.
about it.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, most of my life I spent out in the Midwest, flatland, nothing but cornfield.
Yeah.
You don't find horseshoe crabs in a cornfield, and if I did,
well, you
holy
do,
crap.
But they're fossils. They're like
fossils of them.
Millions of years ago when the water
exactly.
was underwater.
Right.
Millions and millions of years ago, the toothbrush family came to life.
Yes, and then they had, and then you had the crawfish. It was like little crawfish trying to be crabs
yep.
in the ditches.
When I grew up, I grew up
in
Illinois. I grew up in a city. So my Perth Amboy is a city. So that's where I grew up. And then I hung out in Woodbridge and Fords and all around, like, you know what I mean, the area of South Amboy, you know, things like that. But like, I still grew up in Perth Amboy and friends were Amboy growing up. And I guess, I don't know, it's different from living in a rural area growing
definitely.
Up.
Definitely. Yeah, Midwestern cities. I think Millbrook had...
I spent
35?
A lot of my time elsewhere down South Jersey and stuff, but, like, you know, going in the woods. I still went in the woods because we had a big, giant woods and clay pits across the street to park.
Right.
So, and it went on forever. So we built a fort and everything. Did you guys ever do that?
Yeah
actually, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. Out in the woods, I'd find chairs and things like
mm-hmm.
that. When I didn't have nowhere to go, I made it real. It was kind of fun for a little while.
I know.
There
they
was down at the...
foundation.
Oh, no, I didn't use hammer and nails. We down at the end of my street, because we lived on a dead-end road once.
We did a double-decker one, too, where it was in the middle of the fucking woods. Yeah, talk about
well, we used a bunch of railroad ties to build our little fort, dugout fort.
Nice.
It was close to the tracks, and when they come by and replaced everything or repaired it, they just chucked the ties off over the side. So, we drug them over, a big old hole in the ground. We built the thing up, and, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, it was the same area where people would throw other garbage, and we ended up with a couch in the little fort.
Oh, wow.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Guess what? There's so many lonely railroad ties out in the Midwest now because of the Internet.
Yeah, right?
Nobody's building things. They're not building tree houses. They're not going out.
They're not building bike ramps out through the woods with railroad ties.
They're not getting bit by snakes. And crawfish and snapping turtles and orangutans and breakfast cereals.
That particular area, which you know, we could walk down there. We'd go up on the tracks. I could walk between both sets of the railroad tracks, and we found the broccoli harvest.
Nice.
But you couldn't use the broccoli.
Cool.
You couldn't use the broccoli for anything because, you know, the diesel fumes had soaked into it, and then they'd come by and spray it.
That's
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got combustible broccoli, man.
It was broccoli of the variety Cheech and Chong wouldn't even.
No, man, it's getting green. Yeah, the testicle needs to get in a dish.
I ain't never done that shit before, man.
Hey, man, you got it. How do you feel? How's it feel, man?
Oh
man, it's all good. I feel good. I feel like I need some Brussels sprouts, too.
Do you remember Chong when he went to teach and went, and he's like, and he goes,
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't that up in smoke? I think it was. Yeah.
Oh, was that the one with the cop who was smoking the stuff that turned him into a lizard or thought it was turning him into a lizard?
Yeah, he's tripping really hard.
Oh, it was funny. He gave him the wrong, he was trying to calm him down because he was having anxiety, and then he said he gave him acid. Perfect.
Oh, yeah. I ain't thought of that in a long time.
Oh, my God.
Man, I tell you, they're the best. They always.
Yeah, I know. And when I think about it, it's like, okay, so we got spirits talking to us more. Everything's, which Generation X would just like, just it'll be in we need our generation to step up. Because,
you know,
I don't know what the fuck's going on with the old.
Oh, Lisa!
Have you ever thought about it? We've never had a Generation X in the president's. In the president's. Who?
Yes, Barack Obama.
Oh,
he's not Gen X.
Right.
Yes, he is.
I don't think. Was he? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He barely qualifies. 1964, right?
No, they totally changed it from 19 because they said because look it, Eddie Vedder was born in 64, Brenda Chubb was born in 63. The other Flea is like 64,
Denise,
so it's from 1960 to 1980.
Denise, 1960
to 1980, and that about fits
Bill
right.
Bill Clinton?
That's right. Well, no, he was boomer.
No, Bill Clinton was 1950.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1950 Walensky. I can't remember.
Yep, something like that. But no, but now when you think about it, we need like, like Dave Grohl or something to run for president.
Lisa, we need an update. How's it going with the lease?
So far,
Lisa.
they said we still have until the end of February here, but she said everything went through and that she's going to update us as the process goes. So pray to God. I know.
Lisa.
Yes.
I know.
And we're going to do a special song. Lisa.
Oh, I hope so.
I have to find something to play from Lisa, Lisa, and the Cult Band.
Cult Jam. Oh, no, Head to Toe. No, I know all about them. They're one of my favorite bands.
Mm-hmm.
How about Head to Toe?
Head to Toe? That's
No. Lisa, here's your new song. This is your new theme song.
What?
Lost in emotion.
No.
Lost in emotion.
Oh,
yeah, that's Lisa.
Got,
Lisa and Cole Jim.
I got one more box thing to
Big
do. I think.
Fan.
Okay.
This is it. This I don't know. Is this the oh shit? I think this just says oh shit. Wait, no, that's not the right one. I forget what the fuck was it called. Oh my God, I forgot what I put in here.
Oh, the Frank's Box EVP?
Yeah, this is Oh Shit Walter. There's one in it, but I think
another
one.
It's Oh Shit something.
Yeah, but that's this is a new one. I don't know what they're oh shitting about.
Oh,
this time.
No, okay, no, that's not the one I've got.
Yeah, let me just turn. Well, give me that the fuck. All right, wait. Come on, you idiot thing.
Give me
my
shit,
God.
Man. What's wrong with you people? Give me some.
Okay, I'm gonna play it. It's like, you can hear, I don't know, I said, it's like, this is what and everything. Just listen to it.
If you can't find it,
I got
North
it. What?
What?
Walter. What the fuck was Walter? I don't know if you heard it. He goes,
yeah.
I go, what? Because they called me. And then he goes, ah, shit. And Walter said, what? And then he's, all right. And then he goes, well, Walter, like that. And I'm like, what? And I repeat it. Okay, yeah, that's how the box to comedy club rolls. Yeah. All right, what do you want me to play? The chicken?
I want to get the chicken, man. I ain't had the chicken in months.
All right, I got
the chicken. Give me the chicken. Remember Son-in-Law, Pauly Shore?
Yes.
Give me the chicken.
Oh, where did it go? I don't know. What? Oh, God, we got a lot of audio, but we need to keep it anyway.
That's all right.
Yeah,
it's
we need to keep it. Yes, we do. We need to
chicken.
Keep it.
Chicken.
I'm still
bitch.
Looking for. We got the drop. Wait.
Got some chickens and
soy patty.
Oh, my God.
From Biodome. I can't remember that.
Yes, I know Biodome. I'm a big Pauly Shore fan. I love Pauly
Shore. Oh, my God. Pauly Shore.
You're freaking me out, man. You're freaking me out.
Oh, my
Weezer.
God.
Weezer. Oh, my God. Lisa sticked her fucking Norris Sound chicken on me. It is trying to peck my eyes out. How in the hell am I supposed to announce the Blog Talk countdown if I cannot see the damn countdown clock? Lisa, get your damn chicken off of me right now.
Chicken. Oh, chicken.
Oh, my God. Chicken. Chicken.
Yeah. Chicken.
Yep. Chicken. But no, the Norris.
Chicken
is
kind of
the
30s chicken.
Yeah,
do you remember that when Pauly Shore did the square dance? Grab your geezer, spin them around.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Yep. Something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, my God. When you go back, I remember when MTV actually was music television.
Yeah, they were the best, man. Fucker. MTV was the place.
Yeah, you got Ricky Ratner.
It was Ricky Ratner.
Yep, for the
Ratner. Yeah, I'm trying to. Oh, Kurt Loder. And,
oh, yeah.
Downtown, Julie Brown.
Julie Brown had a big crush on
that. Who was the white girl? The blonde chick. What was her name?
Oh, I used to know. I used to know. I can't remember, but I feel.
I know.
Did it start with an L?
I have no idea.
Lita? No.
I have no
Lita
idea.
Ford? No, no, that's
no.
Lita Ford. Yeah, no, she was in the Runaways.
Close my eyes forever. Close
oh
my
eyes.
God.
Yeah,
I mean,
she started with Pat Benatar in the Runaways.
Yes. Fantastic.
No, Pat
movie.
Benatar was not in the Runaways. Joan Jett was.
Oh, was it Joan
Jett? Oh,
Jack?
Joan Jett.
Yeah.
Joan Jett. My,
yeah, I was,
my
you
bad.
You know, I was thinking. No, it's
and
okay.
Lita,
I used to get
Lita,
them mixed
Lita
up,
Ford.
Too. I do both.
Yep.
I mean, they're beautiful.
And yeah. Who was the other ones didn't do anything, though, did they? Just Lita and
no.
Joan.
Yeah.
I don't think, yeah, probably
yeah.
Not. Probably not.
I don't remember the other
but
day.
But Joan Jett went to the gynecologist and was singing that song, you know, the one about touching and stuff. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. Joan Jett.
Do you
want to
touch?
Joan
Jett. Do you
want to
touch?
Yeah.
Do you want to touch me there? Yeah.
Where?
Oh, my Lord.
Is this supposed to be paranormal? Oh, yeah, there was a song that used to play music. Oh, no, really. You know, they say that.
There is
Sid
a
Vicious,
connection. There's a connection
Sid
between
Vicious,
paranormal
the spirit
music.
Haunts where he was, you know, Sid Vicious.
It's Sid Vicious. You really, wait, do you really think he haunts it or he's doing it on purpose? Really?
He's hanging out just to fuck with people.
He'll come back just to mess with people.
Oh, yep. Could you imagine if Lemmy Kilmister came back? He would really be.
Oh, my here. God. No, but there's such a connection. Musicians believe in a paranormal. We know that.
Yeah,
yeah, it's frequencies.
Yeah, it's
we do,
you,
yes.
And
oh,
it's,
yeah,
just, it's just the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. It comes on when you're any kind of music, when you really love it, when you're into it, it just puts you in a different zone. I mean, you hear the notes. You get what I'm saying? Puts you in a different perspective. And I think that plays heavily into the paranormal. If you could put yourself to the same frequency as when you listen to music, you get what I'm saying? You can,
oh,
you
yeah.
Know.
Well, they often use music in paranormal investigations.
I do.
It's great to listen. It does.
I
it
do.
Elicits some great.
Yep.
Well, I guess it does. It apparently what people believe. Because then again,
yeah.
It's all, you know, it's all what we believe, what we're trying to get. And sometimes we believe that it's this or that, but it's all still research. You know, we don't really know,
right.
But sometimes
yeah.
It nails, hits the nail on the head, and there's, you know, you eliminate the impossible, like Sir Arthur Conan Doyle said, you know, you eliminate the impossible. Whatever remains, however improbable, seems to be
right.
The truth.
Right.
So,
well,
music is getting these responses.
We play. I told you. Me and Katie. I played guitar and we dressed up like princesses. Katie brought a cello and we went to the fort and we fucking jammed in the middle of Casemate 1.
Hell yeah! But
yeah,
good
right,
acoustics
so,
too, I bet.
Yeah. Oh my God. Dude.
Yeah. I bet the acoustics.
So that's
the shit.
That's
so
where people when you go on investigation. I mean, everybody's got their cell phones on them now anyway.
Right.
So
right.
if you're going through and you hear like piano music.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody around playing the piano.
Like Selma.
I think it would be a good idea to stop doing exactly what you're doing and put on piano music from that era.
Yep, yep.
Because you've already heard it with your own ear or you've heard it on an EVP. Like, oh, shit, that's definite piano. So let's play it back and see what can happen if we play the music they're playing.
Yeah, and that's a great idea. It's great to coalesce with their era, their environment, so to speak. I believe that would get some fantastic results. And I've watched a few people that have done this, and they've gotten some really interesting replies. Steve Shippey's done that. He's done that experiment at the slaughterhouse. Shout out to Steve Shippey in Saginaw, Michigan. Mm-hmm. A really great guy, and he's become a good friend just to talk to over the years. He's just really outspoken and awesome. And he's got this experiment that he did in the slaughterhouse where he was playing the era music, and
mm-hmm.
it's interesting the stuff that was coming through, coming back on the digital recorder with the stuff he could hear in the background.
When we got the piano notes, then we interviewed Mrs. Fornes, which is still there. I don't know why they don't talk about this anymore. But anyway, she lived there, and so did her dad. And she had the room next to Mrs. Fornes. Mrs. Fornes was an avid piano player. She played mm-hmm. every night, and we already got piano notes, and we were, like, floored. So we got a piano donated, and we played it.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Okay. Yeah, right.
And I'm sure that made her spirit very happy.
Yeah, but that
I'm sure
also,
she was happy.
She liked Barry Manilow, right? So we played some Barry Manilow. Then we put on Sully Ernest solo stuff from Avalon,
right.
And wanted to her response. She loved it.
Well, you know, if you guys went to a location and you put on Charlie Daniels, you might be a redneck.
Yeah, right. but it wouldn't work at the board. I don't think they know who he was.
Right. No. Wait. What if he did? That went down to Georgia and did hear. What is this bloody shite?
Yeah, right. Oh my God. Well, my God.
Charlie.
So
Daniel.
As far as do you think there's any
what
kind of
fun?
Music that would not be a good suggestion to play at any location?
No. Whatever. Flows
probably
your boat,
the Bantam Death March.
Oh, yeah. Well. But they, yeah,
what's that song? I think that backwards is a wedding march, isn't it?
Is it? Maybe you're right. No, but it might be.
It's a joke. If you play it, that's death, right? Fast forward it, you die, you rewind it.
You talk to a very unhappy married man, and he's watching his wedding backwards, and he's like, what are you doing? I'm watching this because at the end she walks away.
Like Godzilla in reverse is a really benevolent lizard.
Yes. Right.
What was
he's
that?
Rebuilding.
That Lisa Poston is rebuilding Tokyo.
He's rebuilding Tokyo.
Yeah, going back into the ocean,
That does fit. Oh, my
that
God.
That was for you, Lisa.
Yeah,
that's
I love
year.
Godzilla. I just do. I want to see the movie.
Yeah, Godzilla.
I just don't have the money.
I got a Japanese destroyer. Mm-hmm. And on there, it's got the Japanese commands. And he goes, Toyota, not Toyota. And I'm thinking, Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Oh,
I know.
It's Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
It's like, just a shout out to my, not being racist, but Godzilla.
Godzilla. That was, of course not. That's exactly what it sounded like.
But the Japanese
and Godzilla.
They're exclusively proud of their Godzilla, I guess.
Damn right. I heard this last
movie
is the best one ever. Do you know that? They said that this last Godzilla is the best movie.
My DNA, I've actually got point.
Godzilla?
17, no.
Wait, you're related to Godzilla?
No, but I do have a lizard.
Oh, God.
I'm the lizard king. I know everything. No.
Shit. Wait. Who was the Lizard King?
Yeah, that's Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah. I am the Lizard King. I know everything. The Lizard, though.
What's in your DNA?
I got
1.17
Japanese.
Okay, that's normal. Yep.
Like the 16th century.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's normal.
Badass. Man, that's wicked googlies. No wonder I used to have the hots for Japanese women.
I still got
and Godzilla too.
My tree. I still got bits and pieces. Going back would be 2,000 years, I think. Like it's got
bits
you know what I mean?
Pieces. Twig and berries. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So As far okay, and this is another one of those that's like completely off topic or whatever. But with the ancestry bit, do you think that it has any heritage bearing on what you're attracted to?
I don't know, but
okay,
I just know that the Japanese thing, I was trying to figure out, why am I so interested in Japanese?
Well,
that's
what I mean.
That's the answer. That's
maybe.
Because I've got Irish, Scottish, and whatever, but English, Scottish, and Irish female accents always have intrigued me.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
All
me
right,
too.
Then that would be me. I've always been into Native American stuff.
Nice.
Ever since beliefs and ways since I was a kid, didn't
yeah,
know.
They're beautiful.
I did not know. I didn't know till 1994.
And that's beautiful,
yeah.
Man. That's
yep.
So cool.
I had no clue.
Yeah, and I had no clue. I had all that till my mom told me about the Cherokee
exactly.
princess.
Yep. Well, there are no princesses. That's just, you know, there's.
Well,
no
that's. Well,
yeah.
I mean, that's what
that's
she
what
called
her, yeah, she called herself. Right,
she was
exactly.
liberated from a massacre. She can call herself. She could call herself
oh.
Chicken Soup if she wanted.
Oh God, which massacre? One of those.
Yeah,
huh?
my fifth great grandfather rescued her when they were killing
mm-hmm.
them in Georgia.
Yep, that one of the Van Brunts did that with a child, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I forget
yeah,
where.
We
I'll
had
Midwest. Uh-huh.
Her and my grandfather went. Well,
wasn't
AWOL.
He the one that got his head cut off?
No. Oh, no,
no, the Van Brunt.
Oh, no. This was Wounded Knee.
Yeah, that was another one. That was like
mm-hmm.
a horse.
But he got in trouble and got, he got unalived because he saved a child from a burning building.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
I think
that's
what you. I think that's what Lisa had told us, right?
Well, that's a
the sleepy.
That's what I'm talking about during the massacre of an Indian reservation. That I think
oh,
it was Wounded
no.
Knee. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
Custer. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I can see that.
Yep. And
but mine was over when
the
they were
out.
Moving the Cherokee
it
to
was
Oklahoma.
In the, it was in the mother's arms or something.
1830.
She was dead. She was dead carrying a live baby.
They pardoned my grandfather, though, because of the massacre, and he saved her life, and they had 14 half-breed children
oh,
up
good.
In the mountains
of
southeast Tennessee.
Yep. And that's what, yeah, that's why it's so weird when you look at the DNA and you wonder, I mean, when you retain so much, you know, like, you know, because I'm Canadian mm-hmm. Indian, too. I'm going up to the,
right.
the Metis
yeah.
Indians with the mix with the
oh,
Irish.
Oh, yeah, we got the Canadian going on, hot. Yeah,
oh, big time,
all,
yep. Nova
yeah,
Scotia, New Brunswick,
yeah, Nova Scotia,
Canada.
New
yep.
Brunswick.
Quebec, all
Newfoundland.
Yep.
Newfoundland,
mm-hmm.
and then you got
yep.
at least.
Yeah, you guys are like, you got the Bucks on that side of the family.
And then a Van Brunt on the other.
right up here outside of Bangor.
Van Brunt.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think it's right outside of Bangor. There's a city called Bucksport.
Okay, yeah.
And there's a gravestone from one of the Bucks.
Which one? Maine.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the actual name on it, but I know it has a stain on
damn.
The headstone that looks like a witch's boot.
Okay.
And they can't clean it.
Wait. A
that's
witch's
cool.
boot? Oh, that's
a
definitely
witch's...
one of ours after I seen what they did to them. All right, yeah. yeah. Uh-huh. He was just... I
can't tell you.
He must have been that reverend or whatever. I bet you. The one. I might be. Maybe. I don't know. Mine are from Canada. My great-grandfather came from Nova Scotia to Connecticut. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they
oh,
left here.
Seconds.
They left here at the French and Indian War. They split. Some stayed, some went. So it's you know, you get what I'm saying. So it's
right,
weird.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Well,
good
thank
okay.
y'all for listening to Live Paranormal, and thank y'all for listening to Scanning the Frequencies. And,
yeah.
and for those that have tuned in on Trahan Radio and
yeah,
Sidekick
right.
Paranormal.
Yeah,
yep.
On the TravianTrahan.com/radio.
Yep.
And other wonderful
yes.
outlets, iHeartRadio, Spotify, the
mm-hmm.
whole gang.
Yep.
We love you all, and we hope you're having
Ooh,
a great New Year.
yep.
Y'all
Thank
ever
you.
Want to hear about something, send us some topics. Send them to
yeah,
go to Scanning the Frequencies on Facebook and give us some ideas for some topics.
All right, and we will see you again next week. I've got a couple guests getting ready to get lined up, too. So, okay. All right.
Everyone,
you
good night.
Yep. Good
love
night.
You. Love you, Lisa.
Guys. Love you.
Love you, David.
Bye.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Love you, guys.
Bye.
All right, later.
Uh-huh.
Adios.
Adios.